chair out of the way. Well, first, this afternoon, I want to thank Andy and Yvonne.
Yes.
For this wonderful party.
Amen. Yes.
I know that they put a lot into it to make this special day for us a most blessed and memorable occasion. So I say thank you, Andy and Yvonne.
Yes.
Second, I want to thank all of you that are here for being here.
Thank you.
You are among our closest and dearest friends and family, and we're honored to have you here for this celebration today. And third, I want to thank the Lord.
Yes.
For his blessing. God has blessed us so tremendously. He's blessed me with so many things, with health, with strength, finances, his dealings, his word, his revelation, his call, everything. And it's all been God all the way, every step of the way.
Amen.
I could never have initiated this journey.
That's right.
I could never have accomplished it except that the hand of God set it in motion and has been with us every step of the journey. And I can say this afternoon that of every blessing God has given me, and that includes all the natural things, all the spiritual things, all the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our lovely home, everything, in my estimation, the greatest blessing of my life outside of the Lord himself.
Mm-hmm.
Is this wonderful?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I wanted to mention the first time I noticed her.
Yeah.
Was it parking lot first?
But before I mention that, I need to go back and mention another thing. And that is that as a young evangelist traveling around the country, you know, in the Second World War, sailors were known for having a girl in every port. And I became sort of known. I was sort of known for having a girlfriend in every church. And about 1953, I went to the Bloxham Heights Pentecostal Holiness Church in Tallahassee, Florida, to conduct a revival meeting. And I believe it was a Saturday night. The place was packed. And I gave my message, and at the close of the message, I gave an invitation for anyone that wanted to receive Christ or to be prayed with about anything to come forward. And so there were a number of people came, some young people that came, and there were a lot of young girls in those days. You know, Jesus said, watch and pray. And there were a lot of young girls that were committed to watching and praying. And so they would come down to the altar and they would kneel. And presumably they were praying. But at the same time, they were watching. They, they were watching the young evangelist that was ministering to the people around the altar. Well, there was one girl there that night, and she decided that I was for her. So she made her move right that same night after the meeting. And as a result, it wasn't too long until I was head over heels in love. Uh-huh. Or at least what I thought was love. Mm-hmm. And I'll spare you the details. But when I finally decided to break it off with that girl, I swore off of girls. I said, I don't need a girlfriend. I don't want any more girlfriends. I'm not going to have any more girlfriends. And she just wasn't the kind of person that I was looking for, and I'm not talking about the dark hair and the olive complexion. But anyway, I did go down to my dad's church and was preaching down there. And I remember sitting on the second pew sometime during that meeting, and I looked across the aisle on the second pew on the other side of the aisle, and there sat this lovely, beautiful little 16-year-old girl. And right in that moment, a voice spoke within me, clearly and powerfully, and said, "She is the one." And I knew it from that night on.
Yeah.
Well, as she said, we started dating. And of course, I was traveling. And so wherever I was in meetings, I would write to her just about every day. Mm-hmm. I would write to her. And it wasn't long, might have been a matter of days or weeks, but I started putting little postscripts on my letters, and it would say something like, 75 more days, exclamation. And then later it would say, 65 more days, exclamation. 50 more days. I never explained what I meant or what was going to happen at the end of those days. But at the end of those days, I proposed. That's what I had in mind.
You figured it out.
I told her this long story about the call of God in my life, and that God had called me to the islands, and I'd be traveling and going to other countries and all of this. And then I asked her if she would marry me and share that with me. She said, "I'll have to think about it." And about 15 or 30 seconds later, she said, "Yes."
You thought about it.
I'm a fast thinker.
Yes, you are.
That process is real fast.
So we were engaged, and I went and talked to her dad, and went out to the nursery where he worked and told him I'd like to marry his daughter. And he said, "Well," he said, "that's okay, but she's got to finish high school first." I said, "Okay." So she graduated on May 27, 1956, and we got married May 29th.
So today is the
but just to show you how God moves, you know, really that girlfriend that just turned me off with girls was just God setting me up, getting me ready for her. Because what happened was, that night when I noticed her, I gave an invitation that night, and she responded. She came down. But she already knew the Lord, but she wanted to make a public commitment. But you see, it was all turned around that night. She was actually praying. And I was watching. So anyway, you've already heard about the wedding, so I don't have to talk about that. But I will mention this, because God was mighty in our lives in those days as he is now. And right after we were married, I had some meetings down in Sarasota, which was nearby, but a few miles away. And this friend that was supposed to perform our ceremony was out of town, and so he told us that we could go and stay in his trailer and fill in for him at this church, which is the church later that I pastored. So we were down there, and we were staying in Jack's trailer, and I was preaching over at the church. And on the last night, we were driving home, back up to my place. Lorraine was tired. She had laid her head in my lap, laid down on, we had those bed seats in the front then. Mm-hmm. And she had laid down, put her head in my lap, and was just resting. And suddenly, unexpectedly, to either her or me, either one, she was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
And began to speak in tongues and praise God. And when we got home, she was so drunk in the Spirit of God and began and continued to speak in tongues and prophesy till I don't remember the hour, but it must have been 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And all I could do was watch and listen, because it was awesome. And I don't remember, after 60 years, a lot that she said that night, but one thing I never forgot. She prophesied how many children we would have. Hmm. And she prophesied a description of one of them, a physical description, and I can stand here this afternoon and tell you that that prophecy came to pass. Exactly the way that she gave it that night. And so I just say that to say that God's hand was upon us then. Mm-hmm. His hand is upon us now.
Amen.
With all my physical challenges and all the rest, God is mighty.
Amen.
In our lives.
Yeah.
We give him the glory.
Yes.
And again, I want to thank all of you for your love,
yes,
for your support, for your kindness, your goodness, and for being here today. God bless you all.